Welcome to the Healing Our Zeit podcast. I'm your host, Denise Allen. Today I have as my guest, Dr. Chula Lurdvora-Tavi. We met last year at the COVD conference in Toronto.
Correct.
So nice to have you today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm going to just give a little more detail about I'm just going to call you Dr. Chula, if that's okay.
That will be fine.
Okay. She received her Doctor of Optometry degree in 1985 from the Illinois College of Optometry. She and her husband, Dr. Weingart, opened Scott Eye Care in 1991. Dr. Chula is a member of the American Optometric Association, the Illinois Optometric Association, and the Illinois Chapter of Volunteer Optometric Service for Humanity. She earned fellowships from the College of Vision Development, COVD, and the College of Syntonic Optometry, FCSO. She is a diplomat of the American Board of Optometry, DABO. Dr. Chula specializes in developmental vision therapy and neuro-optometric rehabilitation. Awesome. And I came to your booth last year when you were showing the Syntonics. And you actually did Syntonics on me, which was amazing. And so then I went home with my glasses, which they're over here somewhere, to help me kind of settle my emotions, because I told you about my latest experience. So I appreciate that too. It was to help me with my grief. So that was powerful. Can you tell us a little bit about how you became a developmental optometrist?
Yes. My interest in developmental vision optometry began when my eldest son, Michael, was diagnosed with a developmental delay related to insufficient sensory modulation with a hearing dyspraxia. He began therapy based on Stanley Greenspan, developmental individual difference relationship approach, which is called FORTIRE, DIR. Dr. Greenspan was clinically working with Dr. Harry Wax, who is a developmental optometrist in D.C. We studied with him for a period of 3 years. And later on, we went and studied with traditional vision therapy like OEP, Optometric Expansion Program, and then College of Vision Development, COVD, several years. So during the conference of the OEP, there were lectures given by Rob Fox, who was saying about Syntonic, Introduction to Syntonic. And then we attend another weekend lecture by OEP, the seminar taught by Stephen Collier, which is exclusively about Syntonic. Mm-hmm. That's how we got interested in that.
Okay. And you've been using it in your practice for quite a while then?
Yes, we have. We've been using we start incorporating Syntonic into my VT practice for, I want to say, 15 years ago.
Okay.
And so then later we go to NORA, which is Neuro-Optometric Association, when we treat traumatic brain injury patients.
Mm-hmm.
So with Syntonic, it gives a very powerful results when it's combined with vision therapy.
Right.
And we saw many wonderful results. And then we went into making our own Syntonic products.
Okay.
And that's how you met me.
Yeah, that's what you were sharing when I was at the conference visiting your booth. So that's a great service that you're providing to the other practitioners as well, that they can
get
those products from you.
Yes, we a company called Syntonet produces syntonic equipment for practicing optometrists who would like to have syntonic equipment. We have syntonic filters. We have the syntonizer for home and office. Mm-hmm. We also have in-instrument equipment and out-instrument syntonic equipment for patient, you know, or doctors to use.
Yeah. How would someone know what products to use?
They're very good. As a patient or as a practitioner?
Well, yeah, that I think that probably a lot of the people who are listening to my podcast are going to be patients. There mm-hmm. could be some doctors listening as well. Is it really critical that they see a doctor first?
Yes, it's very important. They have to be examined by syntonic optometrist trained doctor because it's a syntonic is a specialized ocular science deal with application of selected wavelength of light to affect and balance autonomic nervous system. So definitely train in syntonic is very critical. So once you see a doctor will examine, and there's several tests that doctor will do to determine which wavelength which is applicable for the condition. So syntonic can be applied for lazy eye, eye turn, trauma, okay, and focusing issue, and stress. The whole goal of syntonic phototherapy is to balance the autonomic nervous system, which is the sympathetic and parasympathetic. And if we're like fight and flight, okay, rest and digest. And that's the whole goal of syntonic.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of people out there that want to do the DIY approach. That doesn't really work so well with syntonics, does it?
Correct. And sometimes it works for a while, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
And people are disappointed. Well, how come it works and now it doesn't work? Because mm-hmm. your nervous system has adapted to a certain level, and now is a different. You need a different stimulus
mm-hmm.
to help acclimate the nervous system.
Right. So. It seems like there's way more to this than just vision.
Correct.
And how do you evaluate someone? What does that look like in your office?
Okay. We would definitely evaluate the binocular status of the patients, such as their eye movement, their saccadic eye movement, their jump, the ability of the eye to jump from one spot to the next.
Mm-hmm.
We evaluate the pursuit. These are all ocular motor movement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pursuit is fixate and follow. Now, why do we want to look at the eye movements? Because the eye movement is initiated by the brain.
Right.
So we move to the left, it's our right brain that tells our eyes to go. If we move our eyes to the left, it's our right brain tells us to move that way. However, the movement of the eye can tell us how well the brain is functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So a very typical concussion brain patient, post-concussion, you can see the eye movement is inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
It's either they overshoot or they undershoot the target. Mm-hmm. And also, they would have a very pattern, especially when they look up. It's not straight up. It's like a curve.
Mm.
So those are the objective movement that we looked at. We look at the binocularity status, whether the eyes are able to converge, whether the eye able to diverge, whether the eye can focus and sustain. All those basic binocular evaluation. Mm. Then we would look into a body type. What does that mean? A body type is affected by a hormonal system, by a metabolic system, you know, by that, and that's affected, that's from the autonomic nervous system. So if somebody is what we call picnic, more rounded, okay, or somebody more syntonic, means more average, and somebody is very thin. So that's a term for it, okay? So when that happens, then we kind of know what tendency the body is in that process.
Okay.
Then you would pick specific wavelength, which is more suitable for thinner person or for more rounded person.
Okay.
Then we would look at their pupillary reaction to the light. So if you shine the pen light at the pupil, because the light stimulus coming, you should be able to constrict and stay constricted. A syntonic pupil, if we call alpha omega pupil, is constrict and then starting to dilate because it couldn't keep the constriction, it's fatigue. So it starts to open up, and it depends how much it stay dilated and then constrict again. And then we grade them as grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, grade 4. 4 is mean, is they just exhausted. They couldn't keep the constriction.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking at the visual field. Now, when we talk about visual field, we look at functional color field. Functional color field of different wavelengths, how we react to the wavelength. So we would test white, which composed of all colors, test red, green, blue, okay? And those are the three. And white, which, and then different sizes. We would check the blind spot. If the blind spot is enlarged, that means is person is not aware of where they are in space.
Yeah.
So those are the functional testing. It's not the same as when you go and have an automatic perimetry where you cover one eye in the machine and you click when the light comes on. That's not, it's totally different approach.
Okay.
And with that, and we would look at, we would shine a test filter and look at the pupillary reflex with a retinoscopy, an instrument to look at the reflex of the eye. And after that, we come up with a syndrome. Well, you can have a chronic fatigue syndrome. You can have an emotional stress syndrome. You can have a lazy eye syndrome. You can have an eye turn syndrome. So then you would, there's certain wavelengths that apply to those conditions.
Okay.
That's how we, as a syntonic optometrist, diagnose and prescribe wavelengths. Sometimes it can be single filter. Sometimes it could be double and could be triple and even more than that.
I think it's interesting that you're also dealing with emotional aspects of vision.
Yes. The reason is that light, there's a non-optic pathway. Light come through the eyes. That non-optic pathway, that means not for seeing, not for clarity.
Mm-hmm.
That pathway go directly to hypothalamus, which is the deep structure within the brain. That is, the hypothalamus is the structure that control, is like a control for the homeostasis of our body, getting a stability of our body, such as sleep, blood pressure, water and temperature, all that. It's like your main control to get everything balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working through hormone. That's why that affect sleep cycle, that affect how we feel.
Mm-hmm. So if someone doesn't actually have maybe a vision problem, but they're not able to sleep, you're able to address that also.
Correct.
That is amazing.
That's correct. Because the anxiety that they have. Okay, so when the anxiety is a product of fight or flight, correct? So your more sympathetic nervous system is overpowering your parasympathetic. So what syntonic filter goes in? Now there's two way you can, if you look at a balance, right? You're trying to do the two end of a balancing board. So what you want to do you want to stomp on a parasympathetic so that it comes up? Or do you want to dampen the sympathetic so that it comes down? Now, as a practitioner, you look at other indication. Sometimes you stomp on parasympathetic and it won't come up. Then guess what happened? You got to do the the impossible that, oh, why should it work? Yes. Then you really stomp on this and then it bounced back. It
Okay.
happens sometimes. Does
Interesting.
that make sense?
It does, yeah. Can you share some success stories with us on people that you've helped through the
Yes.
practice?
I'd be happy to. I see a lot of traumatic brain injury patients. As of now, I see a young lady who has stroke in her 30s. What happened to her was she had some blood vessel dissection, means split, and the blood come out and it clogged, and she went to sleep with a headache, didn't realize that. Woke up, that clog had moved and affect her vision and the half side of her body. So she has half hemiopia. So when she look at things, half of the left field is gone. So of course, she was airlifted to the hospital. So they stabilized her condition. Then she went into rehab. After the rehab, into physical therapy, occupational therapy, 2 weeks in the in-office hospital after she released. She had still had OT, occupational therapy. So she came to me to a referral of my colleague for vision therapy. So what we did was we did vision therapy with syntonic in conjunction with other sensory input, such as auditory, vestibular, and proprioception. So when we combine all those sensory input in the same time, in a more organized way, that helps the brain understand and be able to predict the input and able the neurons. When you suffer from concussion, car accident, or whatever, your brain, some of the neurons are jarred and they are offline. So what this come in is a gently guiding the brain to be awakened again. So we're right now we're in a we do a very intensive therapy. So right now she's in her 10th day. She's feeling sensation from her left arm, her left hand, and the tip of her finger and her left foot. So that's what she's noticing. The feelings start coming back. And she has more energy. And she feel much more confidence. Now she can go take a walk with her daughter, with the dog, and not having to rely, having her husband there for her. So she's very, very happy. And I'm happy because it's wonderful what syntonic, when it's combined with other senses, can help so many people.
So you're doing the other portions of it too, or is that happening at the occupational therapist?
The one that I describe is what I do it here.
Okay.
She goes to OT for her OT therapy, but I think she's done with that.
Okay. So when they come in for this syntonic therapy, How often are they coming in? Is she doing it every day?
Okay, with the therapy I'm talking about, because it's so intense, mm-hmm. it's actually a month therapy. The first 12 days, she comes to the office and we do therapy for about an hour and 15 minutes. And then she would go home. Then the next 18 days, she would go home with the Syntonic home therapy.
Okay.
With equipment, filters, goggles, pen lights,
mm-hmm.
in that case.
Okay.
Now, another lady who also has suffered high blood pressure and had a stroke, and she was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
We did vision therapy, and she felt much happier after that.
And if you have, I don't think people consider vision therapy as a solution for depression. So that's fascinating. Yeah. That works.
Well, we really don't advertise that we would get you off medication. And then that what we're coming from is we're looking at the eyes, mm-hmm. how the eyes function. If your eyes, actually 80 to 90% of our brain is dedicated to process visual information. If your visual information is coming in not so adequate, guess what's going to happen? The output will not be as good.
Right.
Correct? So what happens if the eyes not function as its best? Your brain's not going to function as its best.
Right.
So when you can't see well, and it takes you so long to see, and you don't understand what you're looking at, what you're going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? So yeah. It affects your emotion. It affects your performance. It affects the confidence.
Absolutely.
All that. And that's, if we fix your eyes, makes so it works better, you feel better. That's the side benefit.
Yeah. So that person had a binocular vision issue as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Most of the brain injury, no matter whether it's trauma or acquired, there's all has that. Even emotional trauma
mm-hmm.
can have that.
I think this is going to give people a lot to think about. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
What tips would you give people who are either using Syntonic light therapy in their rehabilitation or they're thinking about looking into it?
Definitely have an open mind, because this is a therapy that you really can't understand. It's very difficult to wrap your head around it. How can this help? How can I just look at colors? How can I can feel better. Not only the color, because color gives you a specific wavelength of the visible spectrum. However, the pulsing of the light, the intensity of the light, and the sequence of presenting the light also come into play. So it is more than just looking at the light. Because looking at that light, it went directly to your hypothalamus. And that is a non-optic pathway. Again, it's not clarity. You can see clear without glasses. That has nothing to do with it. What it does is go in and affect your central nervous system to hormonal system. I have a lady who was in a car accident. She was rear-ended. She was in her early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
After that car accident, she stopped menstruating. No thyroid.
Wow.
So she was hot and cold. In the middle of the night, she would chill and try to get hormone by mouth. All the hormone, the doctor did, it didn't work. Right. So it put her right into menopause right away. I didn't see her until 8 months later. We did a therapy for 12 days. At 14 days, she texted me and she said, my period came back.
Wow.
Now, if you think about menstrual cycle, right, it's 28 days.
Yeah.
So the 14 days halfway point.
Jump started it right away.
Yes. She said at fourth day, she's starting to feel the tenderness of her breast.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't think, oh, she didn't think much of it. Okay? She said, oh, maybe it's something else, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then at 14 days, her period came back.
Wow.
That's what the powerful of light therapy going through that hypothalamus.
Yeah. Amazing. So
I didn't know that happened. I didn't know that was going to happen at all. She
yeah.
told me. And that was, she had 8 months without period by the time I saw her.
That's amazing. So we've talked about people who are injured, but what if someone, let's say, is born or from as long as they can remember, they've had eyes that are so sensitive to the light that they don't dilate and they don't change properly. When this person goes out in the light, they have to wear sunglasses because their eye won't constrict the way it's supposed to.
Okay.
Is that something that can be treated?
Okay. So in that condition, I'm going to assume that there's so many things can happen there. I'm going to assume mostly what we call it is the refusing light. Okay. What does that mean when you're refusing light? It means you're not able to accept the light. Okay. So if your nervous system is flexible enough, you will be able to modulate the incoming sensory light, the intensity of it, by adjusting your pupillary reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So, for whatever reason that they got into that situation, so what we can do is we have to determine, what condition and things like that that is not organically, neurologically a problem, then if it's, I guess you can bucket it as functional problem, okay? If it's a functional problem, then we can treat it with syntonic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he told me that it was anatomical, like he was born that way, that his eyes just wouldn't, change.
Dilate.
Yeah, they don't ever dilate.
Well, that's kind of hard to
where they're dilated
close.
They're dilated all the time, I guess, is more what it is because they don't constrict when he goes
exactly.
Outside. He's fine in darker rooms.
All right. So if you are in a flight situation, your pupil dilate. So if you're anxious a lot, your pupil dilate.
Mm-hmm.
So if the tiger running after you, you're gonna pupil gonna be dilating. That's a sympathetic response of that. So it's very difficult to say that, but I would say, in that case, then we would definitely try a syntonic phototherapy, and using wavelengths of light to try to jumpstart it.
Mm-hmm. That would be amazing. What kinds of things determine whether syntonics will work for someone, or does it just work for everyone?
Oh, very good question. Syntonic works in certain condition. It's not all. If you're looking at syntonic to heal, I would say no.
Okay.
What does syntonic do? Syntonic do is help making whatever the nervous system's there work better.
Right.
Does that make sense? Because if the nerve is already dead, we can't resurrect that. But the one that's stressed and not functioning well, yes, we can make that work better and increase the capability of the function
mm-hmm.
of the nerve cells.
Okay. You have any final words of wisdom that you want to share with regards to Syntonics?
Yes. As an optometrist, it took me a long time to accept Syntonics.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were not trained in school. I was exposed to Syntonics accidentally. And I lost some of the colleagues even warned me, oh, don't do that. That's voodoo. Okay? As optometrists. But it makes sense because Syntonics is light. And we optometrists deal with light. We're bending the light. We're sending different frequency of light. Bending the light by using prisms.
Mm-hmm.
Using different power of lens so that it focuses right on the back of the eye. That's what I meant by bending the light. Mm-hmm. Prism bend the light. We can bend it to the more concentrated to your nose, more concentrated to your by your ear, up or down to help you help focus the light in that area. So Syntonics makes sense. However, it's such a science that is not quite studied, okay? But more and more research are doing it, especially red color. They're doing much more with the skin, with the healing. That's what the red light study more. However, if somebody wants to approach Syntonics, it doesn't matter if it's an optometrist or as a layperson who would like to see if Syntonics would help them, they need to be first, most foremost, have an open mind.
Yeah.
That's the very, they have to welcome the change, because if you go in doubting, what is this? How can this work? You're probably going to block it yourself, because
yeah.
You're not welcoming, you're not letting it happen. So dealing with Syntonics, you have to say, well, I'm going to see if this can help me, but I'm going to have an open mind. I'm going to notice the changes that could come from this therapy. Things like that. That is the foremost important. Have an open mind and welcome the change and be observant and notice the change and move forward.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that you also pointed out that it's really important to be evaluated by a good practitioner, someone who really knows how to use the tools.
Exactly. Because it could have some effect that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Say, right. Someone with insomnia, you know, we can help with certain, depends what wavelengths, we can help that mm-hmm. for sleep better. And sleeps are important so that the body can heal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you have a racing mind that can't stop and stop you from sleeping, so Syntonics can help in that.
What's the best way to find someone who is well trained, well versed in Syntonics?
Excellent. You can visit College of Syntonics Optometry, CSO. Okay. And in there, they will list doctors. And you can call, you can check COVD website, the doctors that practice vision therapy. Some will incorporate Syntonics, but they haven't put it on their website. You can ask them, do you practice Syntonics? Mm-hmm. And that would be the best way to do.
So someone who does both is going to be the most versed in how to do it correctly. Is that right?
Correct. Because then you can combine Syntonics with traditional vision therapy.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead and try Syntonics. Don't doubt. as your own experience. You know, it's really very difficult to understand until you try it.
That's true. Do you ever do consultations?
Yes.
On the phone?
Over the phone, I usually do is patient will call me.
Mm-hmm.
that they need to come in, and I would call them and ask what are the reasons that they need to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So we would consult. But Syntonic is very, I can refer it to our state. I can refer them to my colleagues who practice Syntonic.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would consult, okay, we can use Syntonic plus this to help you.
Okay. So you would need to see the person in order to determine what they
Correct.
Actually need, right?
Correct. That's very important. It's very difficult to do it online.
Yeah, over a Zoom call, you probably wouldn't get all the information that you need, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Nice. Well, I'm going to put the links in the show notes for the resources that you mentioned.
Yes.
Do you want to give out your website as well if people want to contact you that way?
Yes. At info at Syntonac, syntonac.com.
Okay. And that's going to get them information about the product that you're selling.
Correct.
Okay. And then if they
I can direct them to the Syntonic doctors.
Okay. So that's probably going to be the best bet then is to.
Right. But I won't be able to, they cannot purchase any products from me. They have to purchase it through their doctors.
Right.
It's a prescription goggles.
Right. That's what I was going to say. It's the same thing with any of those things that those resources that the doctors use. They are only available with prescription from the doctor. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. We don't want people messing things up.
That's right.
Great. Well, it's been so good to talk to you today.
Thank you.
We may have to do some follow-ups at a later time, getting into it a little bit more. We'll see how everyone responds to this particular episode and determine that. Appreciate that, and we'll call it a day, I guess.
Thank you. You have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Healing Our Sight podcast. I'd love to hear from you. If you liked this episode, please share it. And please join our Facebook community at Healing Our Sight to leave suggestions or comments. Have a great day.